Shabbat Shalom, family. Welcome to Blueprint for Life, The Awakening. I am Z, the preacher, and this is a day that the Most High has made, and we truly rejoice, and we are glad. I'm not going to be before you long today. We're not going to do a full-blown lesson, just going to do a reading. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and go before the Most High in prayer, because this is a day where we focus on Him. It's not about our own thoughts, our own revelations, personal understanding, but it's about these scriptures, not using our own words, using His words. So, our Abba, which art in Shemaim, Kodesh be thy name, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on this earth, just like it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our power is one. Our salutation to one another, Shemai Yasharala, where we would recognize and greet one another. I'm going to get right into it, the Book of Enoch. We know we got a lot going on in the earth around us, but let's all stay in sync, Mishpachah, family. Let's stay in sync to my brothers and sisters spread throughout the four corners of the earth. Let's stay in sync with His word, His prophecies, and the time. Let's not forget the biggest thing right now is to endure until the end. There'll be no rapture. We are in the midst of tribulatory times, apocalyptic times. We're entrenched in it, and it's going to get worse. We've got to endure until the end because He has not appointed us to rest. If you can go in the archives, there's been so many shows and lessons done in that 6 months according to what is happening on earth. Just because I passed that inoculation, so I don't think it's all over. There's more to come. There's things to do because He knows the contract is just about up with His dominion over the earth and mankind for the fall of Adam and Eve. I'm going to go into the Book of Enoch today. He's a man who speaks to this remote generation, and I know there's a lot of people who don't believe in this book. I'm not one to tell you not to read a book and tell you you shouldn't read it. It's not canon. I'm not going to tell you it's garbage. I wouldn't even dare put my mouth on something that has the potential of being a holy book. You can get yourself in trouble with the Most High. What I am going to say is that if you're going to talk about Him in the New Testament, in the book of Jude, who was Christ's brother, and you also are going to prophesy, the prophets are going to prophesy, and in the book of Jude, that Enoch would return with Elijah, if it's purported and known that Enoch was caught up and did not see death, this is somebody I want to know about and make the threat assessment for myself and rely on the Holy Spirit to confirm to me whether this is a real account or not. Man has sought to change all of the books, even the ones you call canon, the 66 books. He has sought to change the information, delete scripture passages. You go from the KJV to the NIV, and there's 100,000+ scriptures missing. Man has always sought to taint this book, change it, and alter the prophecies. I mean, we learned things when we grew up in church that we were supposed to be raptured out of here before all this stuff began to happen. And now we're seeing that narrative, a spin was put on the narrative. See, the biggest trick Satan ever pulled in the earth was convincing everybody he doesn't exist. And he knows that over the years and the centuries, then it would give more validity to the book. So why don't I just alter it? Because the Most High isn't going to let him destroy his word, because the prophetic piece to his word is that in the beginning was the word was God and was God. Who is the word? Yahweh is the word. So they can't destroy it and banish it off the face of the earth. He's got angels that watch over these words. But before you come to a conclusion about the book of Enoch, because you're reading out of 2nd Enoch, you should read it for yourself, because it's definitely for this generation, and it helps to give you some insight as to what we're dealing with. Demons, where they come from, and especially my brothers and sisters who are getting into the occult, witchcraft, Pan-African religions, worshiping of the dead and the ancestors, you need to read Enoch so that you have a better understanding of what you are immersing yourself into. Without to go into the third heaven, Enoch is a book. First Enoch is really revelatory, but the second book of Enoch is where we start to get descriptions of the seven heavens, and then an additional three heavens on top of the seven heavens where the throne of Yah is. And this lines up with the vision of Paul, Apocalypse of Isaiah, vision of Peter, and the book of Esther. They all confirm one another. This one I thought was interesting, because I think this man is interesting, because here's a man who didn't see death. So in this book, he talks about the seven heavens, and they are all interesting. But today I wanted to focus on when he goes to the third heaven, because the third heaven being the destination of where paradise is, where it was found and where we fell from into the Garden of Eden. Also, it talks about, you know, just dead, where we go when we pass, and what you will deal with. But let me give a foundation by starting before I go into 2nd Enoch, the 8th chapter. Let me give you a foundation by starting in 2nd Enoch, the 1st chapter, in the 3rd verse. And it says this: "And I lay on my bed sleeping, and while I slept, a great distress entered my heart. And as I was weeping, with my eyes in, I could not figure out what the distress might be, or what might be happening to me. Then two huge men appeared to me, the like of which I had never seen on earth. And their faces were like the shining sun. Their eyes were like burning lamps. From their mouths, fire was coming forth. Clothing was very singing. Their wings were more glistering than gold. And their hands whiter than snow. Stood at the head of my bed and called by my name. And then I awoke from my sleep and saw those men in front of me in actuality. Then I bowed down to them, and I was terrified, and the appearance of my face was changed because of fear. And those men said to me, 'Be brave, Enoch, and true fear. The eternal God has sent us to you, and behold, you will ascend with us to heaven today. Tell your sons and all the members of your household everything that they must do in your house while they are without you on earth. And let no one search for you until the Lord returns you to them.' And I hurried and obeyed them, and I went out of my house, and I shut the doors as I had been ordered, and I called my sons, Methusalem, Rejam, and Gaedad, and I declared to them all the marvels that those men had told me." And then I'm going to read this part where Enoch gave his son instructions, and then we're going to skip to the third heaven, because I thought the instructions were fantastic of what someone should tell your children and your loved ones and your family before you pass as well. He said, "Listen, my children, I do not know where I am going, nor what will confront me. But I say to you, do not turn away from God, the Most High. Walk before his face and keep his commandments. Do not abort the prayers of your salvation, so that the Lord will not curtail the work of your hands, and do not be ungenerous with the Lord's gift that he gives you. And the Lord will not be ungenerous with you, with his donations and gifts in your storehouses. And bless the Lord with the firstborn of your herds and the firstborn of your children and a blessing will be on you forever. And do not turn away from the Lord, and do not worship vain gods, gods who did not create the heaven and the earth, or any other created things, for they will perish, and so will those who worship them. And so this is a book you tell people that they shouldn't read, and that this is garbage. Did that sound like garbage to you? A father to tell his family, make sure you keep the commandments while I'm gone, because I'm getting ready to go to heaven. And then on top of that, he said, make sure you use the gifts that he's given you in the earth so that you build up treasures for yourself in the heavens. That reminds me, brothers and sisters, of the parable of the talents, where one man had one talent and he didn't use it and he buried it in the ground. So we have to use our gifts to bless other people and be generous with whatever we can do in the earth. I thought that was spectacular. Let's skip over, because we're going to go ahead and read this account, starting from 2 Enoch in the 8th chapter, where he goes to the third heavens. And hopefully this will encourage you to get your hands on a copy of this book and you read about all the different levels of heaven and what goes on. It will be very revealing to you. This will enlighten you. If you have been a Berean, a studier of the word, when you read this, you'll know that there's nothing garbage about this book. Let's see. I want to start. That was the second heaven. I'm going to do the second heaven, but that is highly interesting. Let's go ahead and skip down to the 8th chapter. And those men took me from there, and they brought me up to the third heaven and set me down there. Then I looked downward, and I saw paradise, and that place is inconceivably pleasant. Let me pause for a minute, comment. If you recall, when Christ was on the cross, he told the thief next to him, this day you'll be with me in paradise. So we're being told from the beginning of the chapter that the third dimension, the third heaven, which is beyond where the luminaries are, and the second heaven where the ocean and the water is, where he separated the firmament from the firmament, the waters from the waters, that would be the second heaven. Now he's in the third heaven where paradise exists. And believe it or not, this is where Adam and Eve started before they were relegated back down to the dirt that they were made from, because they were sent down here. Almost the same manner that Satan and his fallen angels were sent down here and relegated to the earth beneath the firmament. But I digress. Continue. And I saw the trees in full flower, and their fruits were ripe and pleasant smelling, with every food in yield, and giving off profusely a pleasant fragrance. And in the midst of them was the tree of life, at that place where the Lord takes a rest when he goes to paradise. And that tree is indescribable for pleasantness and fine fragrance, and more beautiful than any other created thing that exists. And from every direction it has an appearance which is gold-looking and crimson, and with the form of fire. And it covers the whole of paradise. And it has something of every orchard tree and of every fruit. And its root is in paradise at the exit that leads to earth. And paradise is in between corruptible and the incorruptible. And two streams come forth. One, a source of honey and milk, and a source which produces oil, wine, and is divided into four parts. And they go around with a quiet movement, and they come out into the paradise of Edom, between the corruptible and the incorruptible. And from there they pass along and divide into 40 parts, and it proceeds in descent along the earth. And they have a revolution in their cycle, just like the other atmospheric elements. And there is no unfruitful tree there, and every tree is well fruited, and every place is blessed. And there are 300 angels, very bright, who look after paradise, And with never ceasing voice and pleasant singing, they worship the Most High every day and hour. And I said, how very pleasant is this place? And those men said to me, the revelation of Enoch of the place of those who are righteous and kind. He said, this place, Enoch, has been prepared for the righteous who suffer every kind of calamity in their life, who afflict their souls, and who avert their eyes from injustice, and who carry out righteous judgment, and who give bread to the hungry, and who cover the naked with clothing, and who lift up the fallen. Those are the ones going to paradise, people. That description continued. And who help the injured, and who help the orphans, and who walk without a deficit before the face of the Lord, and who worship him only. Right there alone, almost bears repeating. It's not a manner of religiosity, Christianity, running to an altar, paying these tithes to these men and getting them rich. That's why the scripture says, what you've done to the least of them, you've done also unto me. This thing right here, 2nd Enoch, 9th chapter, is telling you how to get to paradise. These are keys. Would you call that garbage? I digress. 2nd Enoch, the 10th chapter. Here they showed Enoch the frightful place and various tortures. And those men carried me to the northern region of the third heaven, and they showed me there a very frightful place. This is interesting, brothers and sisters, because you haven't been taught this. You've been taught a different narrative. With everybody going deep down below. But let me just read. I just want to read there right now. Any commentary. Very frightful place and all kinds of torture place. Cruel darkness and lightless gloom. And there is no light there, and a black cloud is perpetually with a river of fire that comes out over the whole place. Fire here, freezing ice there, it dries up and it freezes. And very cruel places of detention and dark and merciless angels, instruments of justice, torture without pity. And I said, whoa. How very frightful this place is. Those men said to me, this place, Enoch, has been prepared for those who do not glorify the Most High, who practice on the earth the sin which against nature, which is child corruption and infamy, witchcraft, enchantments, divination, boast of their evil deeds, people wheel, lie, insult, carry resentment, fornicators, murderers, and the ones who steal the souls of men secretly, and the people who seize the poor by the throat and take their possessions, enriching themselves from the possessions of others and defrauding them, who, when they are able to provide sustenance, bring about the death of the hungry by starvation, and when they are able to provide clothing, they take garments away from people. Sounds like the world we live in. These are the people that will see the dark Enoch was scared of, which is in the third heaven. He said, these are also the ones who do not acknowledge the Creator, but bow down to idols. They don't have souls, which can neither see nor hear. Vain gods, constructing images and bowing down to vile things made by hands. For all these, this place has been prepared as an eternal reward. I'm going to stop there. I can continue reading for a long time out of this second Enoch, because when he goes into the fourth heaven, you start to hear a lot about various angels, how many are in certain companies, and all the singing and worshiping that's going on, but I just want to bring that forth. You need to expand your knowledge, brothers and sisters, of what is really awaiting us and what will befall the righteous and what will befall the wicked. And there's a gulf that separates the corruptible from the incorruptible. There's also a place where those who have glorified the Most High, they're going to be, our people aren't sleep dead. They're in paradise in a place waiting, awaiting that time. And then there's a place on the in the northern part of that third heaven where the wicked are being tormented until the time of judgment. And then, if they don't make the first resurrection, they're coming up for the second resurrection, which is the great white throne judgment. Those that are in paradise are up there where New Jerusalem is. And that's why when we pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, there's a new Jerusalem, a new heaven and earth that's coming out of that place. That's why Christ said, I go away to prepare a place that where I am, he may be also. That place is coming here for those that will, that may be alive to see the return of Yeshua Mashiach Christ, to see him come through that sky. But that's if you endure until the end in a righteous way. That's what that's all about. So I encourage you to do your reading on the book of Enoch. That's my take. That's my spiel on it. Do your study. Do your due diligence. There's nothing garbage about what we just read. All praises belong to the Most High. Until the next time, remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. We got so much to awaken ourselves to and to peel off of us to prepare for the return of our Messiah, the Black Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. All praises to the Most High, Yah.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna take you out of earth.
Put on an iron shirt.